Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody great.
Nobody great.
No matter what.
our Lord King Jesus than our Father. Well, again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I am bringing on our Apostle Leonard Emmons from the Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 40th in the city of Glory, Indiana, which is Gary, Indiana. We're excited once again for another Tuesday broadcast with our Apostle. We want to ask you to get prepared, get your Bibles out, get ready, because you already know that you're in for a treat. Oh, yes, you are. Well, again, I'm going to lift up a word of prayer before Apostle come forth. And, again, we thank you for just being in meditation so that you can hear from heaven. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you sit high and you look low, God. You're all-knowing. You're omnipresent. Father, we thank you, Lord God, as we come before you. We ask you, Father, that you would cover Apostle with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, as he go forth, that you will speak through him, Father. And even as the word go forth, that ears are open, eyes are open, and that the people can hear, and not only hear, but see what you're doing, Father, in the spirit realm. So we just give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praises. In the name of Jesus, we say amen, and glory to your master's name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Apostle Emmons, I am delighted to be here with you today, and I relinquish the line to you at this time.
Well, all right. Praise God. Praise God, woman of God. Praise God, prophetess. Praise God for Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International. Praise God for all of you that are with us. During this broadcast, we are so grateful to God for the very breath of life, for the grace that is upon us. We are so grateful to God for what Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters are doing, and we decree a blessing upon this ministry, and we decree a blessing upon each and every person that is a part of this work. We are so grateful to God just to be a part of this outreach, this broadcast, this internet radio phenomena. We are so privileged to be with you this evening. We desire that you would be open this evening. We ask that you would open up your hearts. Father, we thank you for the grace and the anointing. Lord, we subject ourselves to revelation, the revelatory grace. We join our faith with the prayers that were already prayed. And Spirit of God, we yield ourselves afresh to you. We cover this expression, this broadcast, this podcast, this blog talk radio, this internet radio, in the blood of Jesus. We appropriate the glory of God, which is a part of this, Lord, this venue. And Lord, we thank you right now for, Lord God, not only the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, but we thank you for the tandem manifestations of the angelic hosts. We pray, God, their release and their movement in this hour. Lord, we thank you and bless you for the utterance tonight. We give you glory and praise now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. We'd like you to turn in your Bibles this evening to a passage of Scripture in the Old Testament. We'd like you to turn over to Hezekiah. We're going to be talking about Hezekiah. Y'all know where the book of Hezekiah is, right? 2 Kings, glory to God. 2 Kings. The 18th chapter. Praise God. 2 Kings, the 18th chapter. And we want to look at a beginning word And in the 28th verse, it says, then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and spake, saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. We'd like to pose a question. Which king are you listening to? Which king are you listening to? Then we'd like you to turn over to the very next chapter in 2 Kings, the 19th chapter. And we'd like for you to look over at some scriptures here that were representative of what the response was. And it came to pass, verse 1 of the 19th chapter, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. Please note that. And it may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. For the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. For the servants of the king came. My. What are you saying to your king? And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria hath blasphemed me. I want you to take note of that. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. My. What king are you listening to? What king are you listening to? As we proceed, I want to just pray some prayers throughout as we engage ourselves in this discussion. What king are you listening to? Holy Spirit, upon everyone under the sound of my voice, multiply your grace upon our lives, O God. Lord, cause such an increase of grace and mercy, favor to fall upon us Lord, this month of April, we begin another month, Lord. It's the second day, and I decree that this is a month of miracles and breakthrough. Lord, you're the Lord of the breakthrough. You're the breaker, Christ Jesus. Cause there to be such a multiplication of grace. By your Spirit, bring multiplication. You know, as we look at this threat, and the enemy is always doing what he can to run his big mouth. He's always trying to get us to cower down. He wants us to run off in fear and dread. Israel was up against a hard place. The enemies had devised a plan to destroy them. They sent a messenger of their king, Assyria, Rabshakeh, this voice of the king. Yet he spoke in the authority of the king. We're speaking to you, my brother. We're speaking to you, my sister. The enemy uses all kinds of imps, low-ranking, high-ranking demons, principalities, the voices, the representatives of darkness, the 6 o'clock news folk, the 10 o'clock, the 11 o'clock news folk, all kinds of voices, and they speak from positions of authority. You know, they have, many of them have scientific evidence backing them. Many of them have legal evidence and legal positions. Many of them have, and they speak from positions of supreme federal and state authority. The doctors speak from evidence-based positions, based upon what the ultrasound said, the culture that was taken, based upon what the x-ray said, based upon your DNA, what happened to your father, your mother. And they speak as authority figures. But I want you to recognize something. All authority originated and began from the spirit realm. All authority, all rule, all governing bodies were established and set in place by spiritual authority, by the supreme Lord of Lords and King of Kings, God Almighty. All authority, please, my brother, please, my sister, allow this to rest in your spirit. All authority originated from the spirit realm, from God who is the spirit. And yet there are all kinds of authority figures in the natural, inspired yet from the spirit realm, inspired from a dimension that has been annihilated, destroyed. For Jesus, our King and Lord, has dismantled Satan, has stripped him of us, of his spiritual might and authority. Israel was up against it. The voice piece of the king of Assyria was speaking. And he waged, even in the Jews' language, you know, the devil loves to speak in your own language. He loves to do what he can to make sure he relates his message. And he'll speak to you like the way you speak in your own language. And he says in verse 29, let not Hezekiah deceive you. That's what the devil is trying to tell some of us, that God, our Father, is deceiving us. It says, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. I want to tell you, I don't know if you understand, Jesus said that Satan is the father of lies. And I've noted this before previously. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, is a liar. He's saying to you that your God and my God is not able to deliver us out of the devil's hand. The devil, this is what he's trying to get. He's speaking to us as a king, as an authority. And yet all spiritual authority comes from God. It's a little moment of prayer here. Anointing of revelation right now. Fall upon the hearts. Fall upon the spirits of everyone now under the sound of my voice. Anointing of revelation. Anointing of wisdom and revelation. Father, cause right now our eyes to be open, our ears to be unstopped. Lord, so that we can see, so that we can hear you, O God. We desire that the anointing would fall right now so that we won't have a stronghold over our ability to hear and to see so that we can experience the anointing. Anointing of wisdom, fall upon our innermost being right now. Spirit of God, be released right now. Holy Ghost, be released upon my brother. Be released upon my sister. Cause them to be moved by you, Holy Spirit. The Rabshakeh, the voice of the devil, speaks as an authority figure. And as he spoke against Israel, one thing we have to say about Hezekiah, Hezekiah was a praying king. He understood that he was just a king in the earth. He recognized that there was a supreme king, a supreme ruler, a supreme judge, God. And in his moment of being threatened by the voice of the enemy, he sent word to the prophet. Is there a word from the Lord? Can God respond to this threat? And he uses the words. He said, this day is the day of trouble. Some of you all feel that way. You received some bad news today. That's why you feel this way. Some of you, it's the bad news from last week. It's the bad news from last month. It's the bad news that's trying to stick around in this year, 2013, but it's the stem from what happened in 2012. This day is the day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. For many of you, you're at this place where there's birthing inside of you. You have this child, this essence of glory that's inside of you, and the enemy wants you to birth this thing still. The enemy wants you to not have this child that God has breathed upon you, placed within you, this destiny, the birthing forth of this assignment, this representative of the call of God upon you, the fulfillment that you've been crying out for, and it appears that you have no strength to bring this thing forth. Don't be discouraged, my brother. Don't be discouraged, my sister. We've crossed over into the month of April. This is the month of miracles and breakthrough. No, you're going to have this baby. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's just pause a little minute. Holy Ghost fire. Open the eyes of my brother. Open the eyes of my sister in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, my God, right now send forth the angels to the north, the south, and the east, and the west, and cause the angels of God that are assigned to assist my brother, that are assigned to assist my sister in their pursuit to obey you, O God. Cause those angels right now to receive further empowerment so that they can bring deliverance to my brother, my sister, so that the angelic hosts can testify of you, Jesus. I implore them now, in the name of Jesus, to move. Move against the enemy of my brother, my sister now, in Christ Jesus' name. He says, well, the children are come to the birth, and there is no strength to birth, bring forth. Look at verse 5. So the servants of the king, Hezekiah, came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said, verse 6, unto them, thus shall you say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. The devil loves to lie on God, loves to badmouth God to you. The devil loves to try to minimize God, reduce God Almighty down to size with all kinds of lies. I mean, that's the devil's job. The question is, which king are you going to listen to? Remember, all spiritual authority births all other authorities. All authority that exists originally came from the spirit realm. The base and the foundation of authority, exousia, might and power, it originally came from the invisible realm. Verse 6, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard. What have you been hearing? What have you heard about your situation, with which the servants of the king of Assyria had blasphemed me? Verse 7, behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. What are you listening to? What are you hearing, my brother? What are you listening to? What are you hearing, my sister? The Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. What have you been hearing? Are you continuing to hear the word? If you continue to hear the word, then faith is going to establish you, my brother. Establish you, my sister. hear God Almighty responds to the prophet and say, I'm going to send a blast. There's a blast coming to your house, my brother. There's a blast coming to your house, my sister. There's a sound coming. There's a sound. I release a sound. I decree a sound to your address, my brother. I decree a sound coming to your address, my sister. I release a sound. I release a loud sound, a blast. It's coming. God said, I'm sending a blast. Just a little pause moment here. Almighty hand of God, fall upon those under the sound of my voice. Fall upon them, O God. Cause such a supernatural power, a breakthrough of power, a breakthrough power, a bringing forth power to fall upon my brother, fall upon my sister now in the name of Jesus. I cover everyone under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus. O Lord God of Elijah, O Lord God of Isaiah, arise in your omnipotent power and let all the enemies of those under the sound of my voice fall before those under the sound of my voice. Cause there to be judgment. Send a blast against the enemies of those under the sound of my voice. Cause our enemies to fall down and die in Christ Jesus' name. The prophet said that I'm going to send a blast. Now we know that unfortunately this king coming against Hezekiah was very persistent. We know the Rabshakeh, he died, just like the prophet said. But this ungodly king of Assyria, he just couldn't let Israel alone. And you got to understand, your enemy is persistent. Because he's crazy. He's just as crazy as he want to be. I mean, he's already lost the battle. You got to understand that. The devil keeps trying to talk you out of you being anointed, my brother. You being anointed, my sister. You got to be confident in the grace that is upon you. You got to be extremely persuaded in your opinion about what's on you. In Isaiah, the 10th chapter, you're going to come back here, so let's hold your place. I want you to look at what it tells us. In the 10th chapter of the prophetic book of Isaiah, verse 27, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. My brother, my sister, haven't you heard? Don't you understand that you are anointed? The enemy is trying to talk you out of your spiritual grace. You are in the earth for such a time as this to walk in the fullness of God. The enemy has been doing everything he could
to minimize you and your pursuit to experience the glory of God. The enemy understands that if he can get you to agree with him as the spiritual authority, that he can minimize your life and therefore dismantle you as a voice and a force and a blast in the earth for the kingdom of God. The enemy wants to get you to agree with the lie. Remember now, the truth sets us free. Lies enslave. Lies imprison us. That's why some of you have been complaining. The prison of complaining has you locked in to defeat. This is not the time to complain, but this is the time to shout. Release a blast of shouting. Release a blast of praising God. This is the time to rejoice. You know, the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hezekiah communicated that Israel had lost its strength and did not have the capacity to birth things. You, my brother, you, my sister, in the earth to birth things of God. Come on, receive this prayer. Oh, Lord, break everyone under the sound of my voice and mold us for your glory. In Christ Jesus' name, every synagogue of Satan, establish and set every altar of Baal, every evil altar against those of us tonight in this wonderful discussion. Fall down right now. Be dismantled, every enemy of ours. For we are the beloved of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We are God's beloved. We belong to God. We're so blessed. We are anointed. The Bible tells us that the anointing destroys the yoke. It's the anointing. Sometimes you can't even feel the anointing. Sometimes. I mean, remember now, the anointing is a person. And yet the anointing is a manifestation of that person. The anointing, the manifestation of the power of God. Verse 27, it says that the burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders. So many of you, under the sound of my voice, you've been shouldering the burdens of this world. You're not called to do that. Some of you even have yielded to false burdens. I mean, weights and things that are not even yours. You've taken on responsibilities of other folk, and you know, Jesus says that we were not to worry. He said, take no thought, in the 6th chapter of Matthew, about your life. Take no thought about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to sleep, on all those basic necessities. And he said the reason why is, first of all, he said, don't be like the Gentiles. Now, the word Gentile predominantly just means non-covenant folk, folk that don't have a covenant with God. The book of Ephesians tells us that we are in covenant with God, and we are not foreigners to the covenants of God. No, we are fellow citizens of God. We have covenant relationship. And so therefore, Jesus tells us in the 6th chapter of Matthew that we're not to be like the non-covenant folk. No, we got a covenant with God. And our God says that he will supply. He will break the yoke, destroy the yoke, annihilate the yoke from off our shoulders. You know, get rid of, the anointing will get rid of the false burden, the burdens of this world. Tonight, my brother, today, my sister, I want you to recognize that there's a plan of heaven so that the anointing of God can be released upon you, that there would be such an outpouring and a downpouring of the anointing that God would get you so slippery slick in the anointing that even as the devil would come to try to grab you and hold on you, that you would be so slippery that he can't hold you. Now, I want you to understand, this scripture also talks about that there is a fatness that God wants to demonstrate. In the Amplified Version, I want you to listen to this. I really like this. I'll tell you, praise the name of Jesus. Listen to this. And it shall be in that day that the burden of the Assyrians shall depart from your shoulders, and his yoke, the yoke of the Assyrians or the enemy, from your neck. The yoke shall be destroyed because of fatness, which prevents it from going around your neck. God wants to make sure that you are so fat in him, fat in his word, fat in the things of the spirit, fat in the anointing, that the enemy can't find a big enough yoke to put around your neck. Some of us are anemic in the spirit, and yet we're supposed to be weightlifters in the spirit. We're supposed to have so many biceps and triceps that we would have biceps and triceps upon our biceps and triceps in the spirit. We should be looking like bodybuilders in the spirit. I've said it before and I've said it again. Some of you who have read about Smith Wigglesworth, he acknowledged that he was 1,000 times bigger in the spirit than what his natural physical body was. And one of the reasons why, he didn't listen to bad news. He didn't focus on the news media. He didn't even read the newspaper. Some of you feel like, well, I got to be informed. Well, if you being informed causes you to be afraid and for you to distrust God, to believe a lie, then you don't need to be informed, my brother. You can't go by what the news media is saying. You can't place your trust and dependency and reliance in that. You got to get fat in the word, fat in God. So there's a fatness that God wants to put upon you. He wants to enlarge you, give you a greater capacity. Let's just receive this prayer. Every demonic authority attacking those under the sound of my voice as a result of past judgments, relationships, in the name of Jesus, be roasted by the fire of God now. In the name of Jesus, every demon activated against those under the sound of my voice, go back to your owner now. Go back, even as the word of God, to this representative of the king of Assyria. He heard a blast. I command every demon that has warred against those under the sound of my voice to hear a blast right now. Even my words, I command you to go right now. Leave my brother, leave my sister now, in Jesus' name. Every demon, every unclean spirit, every principality, hear the voice of God tonight. Hear the voice of God right now. Hear my voice right now, Satan. You and all your cohorts, every principality of power, waging war against those under the sound of my voice. Be decommissioned now. I cancel your assignment regarding those under the sound of my voice. I break the power of the enemy in your life now. I dismantle every lie, every word curse. I break now in the name of Jesus. We're almost done. The Bible tells us that the king of Assyria kept attacking. Now, the devil's just crazy. He's just absolutely out of his mind. And we see this as we turn over to the 19th chapter of 2 Kings. You know, the king of Assyria, he dispatched more troops against the people of God. The devil just crazy. Okay, you would think that he had better sense. You know, after, you know, he dismantled the Rabshakeh, you would think the king, the natural, would have just let Israel go. And he further threatened Israel. But you know, God, oh my God, haven't you come to recognize that our God, he has us in the earth for a purpose and for a reason? You may think that our God is not able to deliver. Look over here. Verse 30, almost there. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Now, every reference in the Bible of the Lord of hosts, you got to understand, this is representative of the covenant God, Jehovah Tsebaot. Now, I'm telling you, I mean, when I read this throughout the Bible and I see this term or this note, this designation, the Lord of hosts, it always does something to me. Because this is referring to our God as the warrior king. A question to you. Which king are you listening to? What king are you listening to? Now, Jehovah Tsebaot, I mean, God is no one pleased to play with in the first place. But this is representative of God's covenant name of war. The devil needs to leave you alone, my brother. He needs to leave you alone, my sister. But he's crazy. The enemy sent forth, some troops against Israel to wipe them out. But what it did, it moved the very soul of God. It moved God emotionally. It says in verse 31, it says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Verse 32, therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city. Been saying, I'm coming into your world. I'm going to rip you off. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take everything you got. I'm going to confiscate every little thing you've been able to acquire over the years. The enemy is lying to you, my brother. Why? Because God said he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. Now, some of y'all need to hear the word of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for your life now. You need to hear the voice of God. You need to hear your king speaking to you. Your king just said, the devil is not coming. He's not going to set foot in your home. He's not going to. Look at verse 34. For I will defend this city. Now, I don't know if you know it, my brother, my sister. If you call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible tells us that you are the city of God, that you're part of the New Jerusalem. You are part of this new city, Zion, the city of God. God said, I'm going to defend you to save it, to deliver it, for mine own sake. God said, I'm doing it for my own sake, not for yours. My God, some of y'all, maybe you'll be able to get over that next week. He said, I'm doing it for my sake. Oh, God, if you can just stomach that, if you can just download that, if you can just meditate on that. God said, I'm bringing you miracles this month. I'm bringing you breakthrough this month for my sake and for my servant David's sake. Now listen to this, as we hurry to our close here. The enemy had waged a wonderful attack. And in one night, I decree that this is the night. In one night, I decree in the name of Jesus that this is the night. Come on, receive this prayer. Every evil voice rising up against the glory of everyone under the sound of my voice, shut up now in Jesus' name. Be silent. Shut your mouths in the name of Jesus. I command that you shut up right now. I silence every threatening voice, every voice of the king of fear, every voice of the king of apprehension, worry, discouragement, depression, despondency, every threatening voice of the enemy. Shut up in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit of God, do something new in the lives of those under the sound of my voice today, right now, tonight. Father, I pray, God, that you do something new, that you dismantle every threat, that you crush and smash every embankment of the enemy. Where my brother, where my sister appears to be surrounded by the enemy, dismantle the enemies in Christ Jesus' name. Slay them, O God. Destroy them now in Christ Jesus' name. Listen to this, verse 35. And it came to pass that night, praise God. What is it, nighttime here? Yes. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out. I want you to understand there is a movement. There's a sound of angelic host. Release now. Don't you hear that sound? Don't you hear that sound? There's a sound. There's a sound, a blast from God. A sound from God right now. The sound of the chariots of fire right now moving on your behalf, my brother, moving on behalf of you, my sister. And the blast from God, the sound of the chariots of fire is released now. And according to verse 35, the angel of the Lord went out and smoked in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. That's 185,000 folk in a moment, in a quickening time. Almost 200,000 soldiers, enemy soldiers, died that night by one angel, the angel of the Lord, the power of God. Remember now, all authority comes from the spirit realm. God Almighty said, no, Mr. Devil, you are not touching my people. You're not even going to go into their city, my city. And he destroyed 185,000 soldiers, enemy soldiers, that night. I don't know about you, my brother. I don't know about you, my sister. My Bible still tells me that my God, our God, has not changed. He still is the omnipotent God Almighty. He still is the Lord of hosts. He still commands the armies of the kingdom of God, the armies of heaven. And the angel of the Lord, I don't know if y'all know it, he ain't passed away. He still lives. The angel of the Lord is Jesus' personal angel. And the angel of the Lord, Jesus' personal angel, by Jesus takes it personal when the enemy threatens us. You thought you were all alone. Oh, my God. You're never alone, my brother. You're never alone, my sister. Receive this word tonight from your King, Christ Jesus. Receive the word of the Lord tonight from your eternal emperor, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus of Nazareth. Receive the word. Hear the word of your King tonight. The Lord has dismantled and destroyed your enemies, has released an ambushment against your enemies tonight, tonight, tonight. Receive this prayer. Holy Spirit of God, do something new in the lives of those under the sound of my voice tonight in Christ Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, make me an instrument. Make my brother, make my sister as well instruments of revival in the name of Jesus. Oh, heaven, heaven, arise in our midst and release everyone under the sound of my voice from captivity in the name of Jesus. This is a month of miracles and breakthrough. This is a month of birthing. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Eto bobo skata. Indo bobo kande bre eklosia. Ikombra eklosia. Kamba eklosia. Birthing. A month of miracles and birthing. A month of miracles and breakthrough. A month of miracles and breaking forth. I decree it now. I announce it that your enemies are being dealt with now, that there is a release of judgment upon your enemies. Right now in the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind up. I dismantle every enemy that is waging war against those under the sound of my voice. I release a sound, a blasting sound. I release a sound of judgment upon the city of God, upon Mount Zion, upon the people of God. I decree that the enemy will not come nigh my brother, nigh my sister right now. I release a fire of God against the enemies of those under the sound of my voice. I call forth the angelic host.
I pray, Father, right now that you would send them forth, that you would dispatch them on behalf of those under the sound of my voice. Father, I employ them right now. My fellow servants in the kingdom of God, I implore them to be released now and to bring judgment and to destroy the enemy's campaign. Right now, I break every curse and judgment against my brother, against my sister, under the sound of my voice. I pray, O God, that you would cause the anointing of God to fall upon my brother, fall upon my sister. Cause the manifestations of the supernatural to be released. Father, I ask that you would cause a fresh anointing, Lord God, a new anointing to fall upon those under the sound of my voice. Holy Ghost fire, be released now. Father, by your spirit, raise. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Upon those that hate you, cause them to flee. As smoke is driven away, so drive the adversaries away. As wax melts in the fire, cause the wicked in the lives of those under the sound of my voice, cause the wicked to perish right now. Lord, release a fire, release a judgment. Holy Spirit, Jehovah Tsebeyot, Lord of hosts, move now by your angelic host and bring destruction to every lie, every voice of the enemy. Lord, seal their mouths, seal the mouths of our enemies. Lord, shut their mouths, oh God, right now. Cause judgment to fall upon our enemies in the name of Jesus. Father, we trust, God, that you would reveal yourself throughout this month as the God of deliverance, the God of breakthrough. Lord, cause the breaker to rise up. Lord Jesus, you are the breaker. By your spirit, raise up. Lord of hosts, be released. And Father, we trust, God, that even the power of God is released even now. Lord, cause the anointing. Lord, cause revelation. Cause the glory that raised Jesus from the dead. Cause the wisdom regarding resurrection power to be manifested in those under the sound of my voice. And Father, I seal this in the blood of the Lamb Christ Jesus. And Father, we appropriate and claim the angelic host and the power of the Holy Spirit working in tandem, Father, in the lives of those under the sound of my voice, revealing the kingdom. Jesus, you be exalted. Jesus, be magnified in this. Jesus, be exalted as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Jesus, we know that you are upholding everything by the word of your power. It's your word, Jesus. You get the first and the last word. The enemy does not have any right to have say-so in and upon our lives. Father, for the sake of those under the sound of my voice who have not as of yet yielded to you, Jesus, as Savior and Lord, right now, dear brother, dear sister, I just want to pray with you according to the word of God. The Bible tells us that it's not the will of God that anyone, any person would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And Father, we just thank you for the spirit of repentance right now falling upon anyone, Lord God, who is hearing this podcast, this blog talk, internet transmission. The Bible tells us that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the 13th verse of the 10th chapter of Romans. It also tells us that the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. It's what you say with your mouth tonight, my brother, my sister, that's going to make a difference about your eternal destiny. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus
and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So, dear brother, this is just right now, repeat after Heavenly Father. I believe that Jesus came to the earth, that he died on the cross at Calvary for my sins. He became my substitute. He took my punishment and pain on the cross. That was me. But he took my place. And he died. Became my sacrifice. And Lord, the Bible says that he bore my sins and that he carried my sorrows. He bore my sicknesses and diseases. The Bible says that because he did that, he became my sin bearer. The Bible says that Jesus arose from the dead on the third day. And because of that, he is the supreme king. Jesus, I receive you as the king and the Lord of my life right now. Into my heart, I receive you, Jesus. I believe in my heart that you, Jesus, was raised from the dead. And I receive you and welcome you as King and Lord now. I say this with my mouth, believe it in my heart. And the Bible says that I'm saved. I thank you right now for salvation. I'm born again. I bless and praise God now that Jesus, you are Lord of my life. You are my Savior. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, I'm born again. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm just basking in the Word of God. Basking in the Word of
God.
This is a month. This is a month of miracles, of breakthroughs and birthing. This is a month that the enemy is going to be dealt with. And as the Word went forth, my God, the angels of God, one angel, and we're tossing and turning, but the angel have been given charge over us.
Bless God.
There's no need to toss and turn. What an awesome word,
yes,
Apostle.
No need.
What an awesome word coming from the Lord. I mean, the Word of God is
bless
just
God.
So very good. If you was not feeling good after hearing this word, I know you feel better, because I most certainly
bless
feel
God.
Better. Praise God. Praise God. I like to say angels are a matter of faith. They're a matter of faith. Ha, koraboshe. I am excited.
Yeah, bless God.
I am excited because, you know, when you can see it by faith.
Yes.
As the word went forth, I just pray that you were blessed. And those that are on the line, I want to encourage you to go back into archives and listen to, it's just so many nuggets were given out. So you must go back and listen to it again and again, because as Apostle was going forth and talking about revival, there's some things that you have to do. There's some things for you to do.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So as you listen to the Word of God, you're being charged to go out and be a blessing to someone. The angel of the Lord got your back, and he'll go before you from the north, south, east, and west. You don't have to be scared dealing with your own issues. That is the time to go forth when you have issues.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You're more concerned about me and my.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Be concerned about others. And I'll tell you, God will take care of your business. So I just want to thank you, Apostle. My God, thank you. Thank you for a powerful word from the Lord. We just always get fed, and we certainly appreciate everything that you do and how you sow into the ministry. The Word of God is just, it's just been a blessing to us, how you break it down and how you make it so real. Were you able
bless
to
God.
See it?
Hallelujah.
So we just thank God for you, Apostle. Now we do have some that's on the line. We want to ask you if you want to, if you like prayer or you have a comment or something you'd like to say, just press 1 on your telephone and we'll see your hand is up in the room. And those that are on the chat, on the internet, if you have a statement or prayer request or anything you'd like to say, you can just type it in and we'll be more than happy to respond to any questions or anything you may want to say. At this time, this is your time, your moment to participate and ask your questions or prayer requests. Well, again, we just bless God. We thank everyone for just
Hallelujah.
Tuning in. We
bless
know
God.
You were blessed.
Bless bless
we know
God.
That you were blessed.
Bless you, Lord Jesus.
We know that you were
thank
blessed.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you for Apostle. We
thank you
for what you're doing
yes,
in his life, God. We thank you, Father, for
yes,
the words that you've given him, Father. We thank you for the faith, Father, that
yes,
you
Lord.
Have bestowed upon him,
yes,
Lord God. We thank you even for his family,
thank you,
Father.
Father.
We thank you for every one of them,
bless
name
you,
by name, Father. We just cover
bless
each and every
bless
one
you,
of them
bless
with the
you,
blood
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Bless you,
we thank you, Father,
bless
that even right now,
thank
as
you,
you're moving by your spirit, Father,
you,
that your angels are camped
Father.
Around Apostle
bless
and his family, and
yes,
even our
Lord.
Church
thank
family,
you,
Living Way Christian Center. Everyone, ha, korabo, shata. We just glory in
Lord,
you, Father, because
thank
we understand, Lord God, that we win
yes,
with
Lord,
you,
Jesus.
Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have already
yes,
laid the pathway
you.
Of victory in
yes,
the name of
Lord.
Jesus.
You've already
so,
done it.
So we
in
glory
the name
in
of
you,
Jesus.
Father. We glory in everything that you have already done and what you're going to do.
Yes,
and, Father,
Lord.
We just ask you right
yes,
now that
Lord.
You would
yes,
keep
yes.
Apostle, provide for him,
yes,
let every
Lord.
Need be met
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Let there be no
bless
lack,
Lord.
God. We
yes,
ask you right now for overflow
bless
and abundance
bless
of blessings and peace, God.
Thank you,
we just
Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Father, that you're
bless
moving.
You,
and we know, Lord God, that your word prevails. We
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord God, that your word is prevailing
thank
over
you,
his
Jesus.
Life. And his family life
praise
and everything
God.
That concern him.
We thank you, Lord
Father,
Jesus.
We thank you for great peace,
yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus.
We bless
we
you,
thank
Lord,
you, Father, that your wisdom is
Jesus.
Upon him, your counsel,
yes,
and
Lord.
The spirit, God,
yes.
Of revelation and knowledge and understanding.
Thank you,
so, Father, we just adore you
thank
for
you,
what
Lord
you're
Jesus.
Doing, and only you can do
bless you,
such
God.
A thing as this. So we glory in your name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we seal it with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
With the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
So we just ask, Apostle, would you like to have closing words before we close out?
I would like to, before we close, of course, we want to pray for Evangelist Dana Hannah. You know, her grandfather made his transition last night, almost 24 hours ago, about this time. And she, you know, it's more than a notion of, to get an assignment from the Lord. And the assignment basically is to, you know, just to ensure a loved one making that transition from this realm to heaven. And we just bless the woman of God. She was diligent. And she, I think, you know, a lot of times, we may not really quite appreciate, you know, those of you under the sound of a voice, if you've ever been there when a loved one has made their transition, it is and my wife and I and our youngest daughter were with my mother when she made her transition on August 11, 2007. And that is a very unique opportunity. And so I know it's probably a catch-22 situation for her, but I just want to remember her and pray for her, you know, as she is just resting in God, but also as she encounters the
very business of getting everything concluded for the rest of the week. So I just want to pray for her if we can very briefly. Father, we just thank you right now for Evangelist Dana, Hannah, and all of her siblings and all of the family of her grandfather, Brother Bailey. Lord, we just right now ask God that you would sovereignly cause your hand to rest upon our sister, even as she, Lord God, is set to continue in carrying out this mission, Father, for her grandfather. We ask, God, that you would move every obstacle, that you would provide her with the support and the wisdom and your strength, Father, Lord, so she can complete the rest of this assignment. We cover her fresh in the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we pray, God, that you call the angels, Father, to, Lord, secure her and to keep her even throughout this assignment and this week. We trust you and thank you for this now, Lord Jesus, that you're revealing yourself further as her King, her God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, glory to God. We just, again, keep her lifted up. Keep the Hannah's family lifted as they do what they need to do in this time. And that God's hand is upon them and his peace will be in the midst of everything that she has to do. So we ask that everyone keep her lifted up in prayer. And we also want to make a brief announcement before we depart the line. We want to invite those that are on the line and even the internet listeners, if you would like to join us for our Prophetic Intercessors Conference that will be held in the Detroit, Michigan area, April 25th through the 27th, we will be having a refreshed, renewed, and restored by the Holy Spirit. So we invite you to come and get an impartation. We will be yielding to the Spirit of God, and we just say, Lord, have your way. So we want you to join us for this gathering. You know, God has already said that he's going to show up and show out, that every life that comes will not leave the same. So we want to invite you, and if you're interested in joining in with us, you can go to eventbrite.com, and you just type in Kingdom Daughters, and it will come up, and you can register. We still are accepting registration. I just want to invite you, if you know someone, if you can't come, we just want you to keep us lifted up in prayer. Even as the Lord moved by his Spirit.
Yes.
It's going to be an awesome time. Awesome time, and we truly are, we're thanking God for what he is going to do in advance. So if you want more information, you can go to our website, kingdombuildersplaza.org, or you can also give us a call at area code 312-574-0212. And you can get more information if you're interested in coming. Again, we want to thank you so much for just being faithful to what God is doing. And just keep your mind stayed on thee so he can keep you in perfect peace.
Yes.
And when you keep your mind on him, God will speak to you. So we want to also invite you to join us with early morning prayer. We are on the wall 6 days a week, actually seven, but six on the line. You can join in with us there at Eric. You can dial 218-895-0402. And you can just press in 7729, which is the word pray. We have intercessors there waiting to pray for you at 5 a.m. Central Time daily. So we're on the wall, and you can join in.
Hallelujah.
We want to get in the faith fight with you. We want to watch God move in your life. We want to watch him show up and show out with some miracles, some breakthroughs, and as God is some birthing, so you can be birthed out into the area where God want to use you the most. So, again, with that being said, we thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate all our listeners that come in faithfully, and then we definitely appreciate our apostle, I will be more than happy to see you on Sunday. And again, God bless everyone. And we'll see you.
Lord.
We'll see you on Thursday with the Warfare Hour. The broadcast will be broadcasting live, and we've been off the line on Thursday, but we'll be back on Thursday. So join us on Thursday with the Warfare Hour with Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson. Again, with that being said, we're going to release you off the line. And just remember to reclaim your mountain. Don't let the enemy hover over you and win, because he only wins when you quit. So God bless everyone.
Watch it now.
We love you and have a blessed rest of the evening. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you. Bless you all. Hallelujah.